This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, buddy. In 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We do have a lot of your questions and your comments, a lot going on, obviously, and we got a lot of medical news, obviously we got a lot of news, but I just want to open with Joe Biden has just been sworn in as president in the last few minutes, and he is, I think, still continuing to speak, so some of you guys are probably listening to that on your respective stations. For those of you who aren't, I'm going to be brief. I know there's a lot of excitement and also a lot of anxiety over today's events. And many of you have reached out saying, what can I do so I don't watch the news? What can I do to celebrate without ticking people off? So there's obviously mixed emotions. And, Joe Biden is, I think, one of the oldest presidents to have taken office. I think he's 78. Many of us have had some concerns on some of his, they used to call him gaffes, but, you know, some of his memory lapses. I think there's a video circulating of some of the things he said, you know, with some sound effects and things like that, you know. But, for the most part, today he's looking strong. Today he's looking healthy, and he's looking pretty happy, and the family looks happy. And, you know, we have half the country very excited for a new start. We have other half the country scared and anxious. And I think the media has a huge role in that. I think a lot of the politicians on both sides have a huge role in that. And I think this latest election was one of the biggest clusters in terms of being an election year and in terms of yellow journalism and in terms of, you know, anxiety. I mean, you know, both sides, even when people who voted for Joe Biden, right, saw the electoral vote go their way, they were still anxious. People were still saying, I'm not relieved. Why is that? It's a very, very, it was a very, very stressful year, very stressful time. And half the country is, like I said, excited. Now, the other half of the country is scared that we're going to become socialists. We're going to, you know, give away the farm. We're going to let a bunch of migrants, you know, come in, take over jobs, you know, bring in coronavirus. And so I think everybody needs to kind of slow down on the rhetoric. I think if Joe Biden wants to be a good president, I have a few bits of advice, not that he'll listen, but, you know, maybe he will, who knows. I doubt he listens to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Maybe he should. Got a lot of suggestions on what he needs to do with health care. But if Joe Biden wants to be a good president, all right, you gotta temporarily not appease the fringes, all right? You need to look at what the majority, you have to listen to your constituents. You have to listen. All right. You know, Trump listened to his base. Biden is going to listen to his base. But what we need is somebody to listen to the country. And I've said this many, many times that a lot of us agree on a lot. There are things that majority of us agree on. We want good education for our kids. We want a clean environment. We don't want to overspend taxes and, you know, pay for people who don't work. But we also want to support those who are disabled and vulnerable. I think the average American, agrees with, you know, their fellow neighbor. And if Joe Biden wants to be a good president, I don't think he should be spending, right, his first 100 days, right, playing defense and trying to knock out everything that prior presidents have done. I also don't think he needs to double down on something that, you know, Obama had done with Obamacare. I think Joe Biden, with all his experience, right, you know, has a lot to contribute and should be open to scratching some things that didn't work, right, supporting things that did work, and just get that whole Republican-Democrat ideology or that label out of it. You know, already we've seen a little bit of some moderate activity when the migrants were coming from Honduras going into Guatemala. You know, we expected through all the rhetoric in the media, Joe Biden to say, oh yeah, everybody come in, I'm opening the borders, and that's not what happened. The Biden official said, no, not now, not yet. So, you know, I don't know, I can't really predict where this is going to go because, you know, people want to appease their base. They want to appease their lobbyists. Those who donated money, they're going to be like, look, you promised this, you promised this. But if Joe Biden wants to be a good president, stop the extremes. Don't change the country into something, completely unrecognizable. You want to embrace our values, but also be open to changes that, you know, might not have been recognized in prior values. And you want to make sure America comes first. I hate to say that. I don't want us to be selfish, but we have a lot of healing. We have a lot of building to do. Right? You know, when you're a physician, you know, you can't come to work sick because you're no good to anybody else and you can make them sicker. So a weakened, sickened America does not help anybody else. So heal us first. And you can do more good for others if you do heal us first. And if we have Americans that don't have jobs, if we are still having issues with COVID vaccines, if we're having, trouble with our education system, you know, and we're having racial disparities and, you know, gender disparities, but we're also having reverse discrimination, you know what? Move towards that. I think there's a lot of things he could do that are very, very bipartisan. I believe that, if he listens and people think they're listened to, we aren't going to see revolt. We talked about riots. We talked about revolutions. We talked about revolts. When the American public doesn't think their vote counted, or they don't think they were listened to, or they think that they are being obstructed by their government and not allowed to feed their family and not allowed to eat, et cetera, they're going to want to fight back. So, you know, if Americans want to work, let them work. Right? You know, if Americans need to be safe medically, then build the hospital infrastructure. There's a lot of priorities. There's going to be a lot of fighting and a lot of, debate on what his priorities should be. And many people are putting, you know, a Trump impeachment at the top of his priority. I don't think President Trump, Donald Trump, is going to run again. I think he is. I don't think he's going to run again. I think he's going to get back on Twitter somehow, but I don't think he's going to run again. So we got some work to do. Be a good president. I'm rooting for you. I'm praying for you, Joe Biden. And America's the best country out there. So let's keep it that way and let's make it stronger. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Some of you listen to our show live, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, Pacific time. Some of you listen at delayed times, but we still have the answer lines. You could call in with your medical question, and we'll answer it the next live show. So let's go to the answer line now and see what some of your questions are. 1-877-362-3254.
Yeah, this message is for Dr. Dahlia. I was just wondering about insomnia. I've been given a bunch of different medications for not being able to sleep. Since I quit using medical marijuana and concentrates over the past year, they got me on trazodone, Seroquel and this newer medication called Belsomra. And they're not functioning as described on their labels. I'm still waking up at the odd hours of the morning. I was just wondering if you knew any other stronger medications that were available that weren't Seroquel or ones that were addictive or a scheduled substance. Thank you.
Good question. I wish I could talk to you live. You know, it's frustrating. Once you start sleeping pills, and I don't want to say, you know, they're addictive and all that, but you do become dependent or you have a tolerance to them. Arizona State University researchers, ASU researchers, I think years ago, had said that sleeping pills, unfortunately, could be worse for your health than even smoking. I thought that was kind of an overreach, but apparently sleeping pills, whether it's Ambien or Trazodone or Belsomra or, you know, Seroquel, it prevents your body from getting back to its normal sleep cycle. And the problem is when you can't sleep, you can't wait for your body to get back to a sleep cycle. If it takes you a month or two to try to regain your circadian rhythm again, who has the ability to go without sleep that long? And so, you know, some of the side effects of sleeping medications that concern me, I've seen double vision with medicines like, Zolpidem, Ambien. Ambien works. Ambien works great. You know, it doesn't sound like you're on Ambien, but my guess is it's because it probably wouldn't work. If you're already on Seroquel, Trazodone, Belsomra, it sounds like you're already on the strongest of the sleep medicines. And I've seen some of these sleep medicines cause insomnia, diarrhea even, constipation, memory loss, dizziness, brain fog. And so, you know, Seroquel does work to help you sleep. Trazodone works to help you sleep. Belsomra might give you a night's sleep, but you're waking up in the middle of the night. If you're waking up in the middle of the night, that also has to be dissected. And I'm assuming your doctor has looked at that. When somebody wakes up in the middle of the night, that means the body wants you awake. Now, people are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, duh, right? You know, thank you. That's so profound. But no, let's stop and look at that. Your body wants you to wake up in the middle of the night. Why? Is it because your oxygen level is low? Is it because you have sleep apnea? Is it because your body doesn't think you're getting enough oxygen, so it wants to wake you up, get you upright? Is it because you have to pee? You know, I will in my dream have to go to the bathroom. And I'm in a perfectly good dream. But since I'm not going to the bathroom or bedwetting, I still have to go. And then all of a sudden I wake up and I have to go. Now, for some people, it's normal to get up once in the middle of the night, sometimes twice. But if you are getting up a lot in the middle of the night, what if that is an infection? Could be diabetes. It could be a prostate issue. Sometimes you're getting up in the middle of the night, not because you can't stay asleep, but because you're in pain. You have nerve pinching. You have restless leg syndrome, herniated disc. Maybe your pillows aren't good. Some of us are getting up in the middle of the night because we sleep next to a snorer. Or we have pets that wake us up. I mean, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I really believe that my cats will, at a certain time in the morning, on the very rare occasion I get to sleep in, design an assault or an ambush on me, so I am forced to wake up and then feed them. Animals will do that. And it'll be my male cat directs the female cats to jump on me, and they'll just start jumping on me to wake me up. And it's all choreographed. Why? Because they want their eats. I want my eats. They don't tell you that. They just wake you up. So there's a lot of different factors, you know, that could be at play. So to recap, the main issue could be you've been on sleeping medications. You've been relying on things to help you sleep this whole time, that your body just is dependent on it. Your body has to, you know, relearn how to fall asleep on its own. And it will. Your body is designed to fall asleep. It will. It might take weeks. It will. Or there's something else going on that's waking you up. And so What I would recommend for somebody like you, and I wish I could, you know, talk to you in person about this, because there was a study, I believe it was back in 2012, where they found that people who use sleeping pills were four times as likely to die. In that study frame, they looked at about 10,000 people, and people were like, what, are sleeping pills killing us? I don't think the sleeping pills are killing us. I think what's happening is we have medical conditions that are not allowing us to fall asleep or not allowing us to stay asleep, and that's what's putting us at health risk. Like, for example, sleep apnea, like these orthopedic conditions or neurological conditions. One study found that there was a 35% increased risk of cancer for those who couldn't sleep. For those of you just joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A study back in 2012 found benzodiazepine use, like Xanax and Ativan and Clonopin and Lorazepam, things like that, could cause lung infection and pneumonia. A study in Taiwan in 2014 found that four sleeping pills a year increase heart attack risk by 20%. 60 tablets a year was linked to a 50% chance of heart attack. In fact, get this, another study found that sleeping pill use could increase risk of aortic dissection, where the major blood vessel has a tear in the wall and blood starts to go down a, you know, dead end. It's an aortic dissection is dangerous, can kill you within minutes, if not seconds. So, you know, my suggestion to you is, number one is, you're already on three very strong medications. And if you're on the combo of them, I think you're pretty close to what the maximum out there is. What I would recommend you do is, you know, see a sleep specialist if you haven't already. And the sleep specialist will look at any medications you're taking. You know, it could be that some of the medications you're taking are keeping you up. You might be taking something for your sinuses. You might be taking something for allergies and you don't realize it. You might be taking something for moods like Lexapro or Zoloft, you know, some sertraline, or you might be taking Wellbutrin. That could wake you up. They're going to look at your caffeine intake, alcohol. You cannot use alcohol. Alcohol messes up our sleep so badly. So if at all you have alcohol, that can mess up that night's sleep. A lot of times you'll wake up in the middle of the night. They'll also look at your stress, anxiety, depression. We know that, you know, a lot of people have that going on. It's a great, very crazy time. They'll look for thyroid disorder. They'll evaluate you if you have pain, neck issues, back issues. They'll look at diabetes because you might be getting up to pee. They'll look at your respiratory conditions. Look for reflux. A lot of times we wake up because the acid comes up from our stomach and goes into our lungs. They'll, you know, check you for diarrhea, obviously, sleep apnea. But what I would recommend is, if you are having trouble sleeping, your doctor's going to have to slowly wean you off the sleeping pills. And maybe they'll need to add oxygen at night. Or they might have to add CPAP to get some extra air into you. You might, you know, maybe you have mild sleep apnea. They should do a sleep study, but you might benefit from some oxygen at night. You got to lower the room temperature to like 65 degrees. You sleep better when it's a little cold. You have to be away from artificial lights for at least 2 hours before you go to bed. So if you want to read a book, read by candlelight outside on the porch or in a dark room. But all these artificial lights really mess up with our sleep cycle. You might want to add some tryptophan into your dinner, like fish, nuts, tofu, turkey, eggs, seeds, warm bath. I think seeing a behavioral therapist or cognitive therapist is great. I can't count sheep, but there are other things you could use. Sometimes the daylight will wake you up, so you need blackout curtains if you work swing or a graveyard shift. You have to exercise. If you don't exercise, you're not going to sleep well. And then I also sometimes like music in the background, some blues, classical, jazz, things like that. Maybe not this song, the Eye of the Tiger. We can't do the Eye of the Tiger, but good song anyway for a bumper. But sometimes classical, blues, jazz, you know, that might help. And then some sound waves like water. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The inauguration of Joe Biden is today in the nation's capital. Wednesday night, the president-elect addressed the nation.
To heal, we must remember. It's hard sometimes to remember, but that's how we heal. It's important to do that as a nation.
Breaking away from a centuries-old tradition, President Trump will not attend the ceremonies today. Hours after he's sworn into office on Inauguration Day, President-elect Joe Biden plans to sign 17 executive actions in the Oval Office, plans to address the COVID-19 crisis, the economy, racial justice, and the climate. Biden plans to make immediate steps to rejoin the World Health Organization. Biden also plans to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord, revoke the president's permit for the Keystone XL pipeline, and stop all wall construction at the southern border. USA Radio News. A Cesar Sinai study reveals a newly identified strain of the coronavirus in Southern California could be contributing to the big spikes in cases. The study released Monday has not been peer-reviewed, but found more than a third of the recent COVID-19 patients at Cesar Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles were infected with the new strain. Identified as Cal-20C, is more contagious, but not deadlier. Some of President Trump's travel bans will stay in place after he leaves office and were set to expire. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
President Trump issued an executive order Monday evening that would have rescinded COVID-related travel bans, first enacted early last year. The bans had kept most non-U.S. citizens who were arriving from Brazil and most of Europe from coming into the country. Trump's order would have lifted the restrictions next week, but a spokesperson for President-elect Joe Biden says he will block that order from taking effect after he takes office. Jen Psaki said on Twitter that the restrictions will be left in place on the advice of the incoming administration's medical team. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we answered some of your questions about how effective the vaccine is after one dose. I was originally told about 50%. Then a report came out that it might only be 25 to 29% effective. Then other people were being told it was 80% effective. So I still kind of am of the feeling it's about 50% after one shot. And that came from Pfizer data and Moderna data. Well, in Israel, Now, remember, Israel has kind of taken the lead of vaccinating the highest percentage of their country. Now, mind you, they only have about 9 million people. Then they're a small country, but, I mean, they're on it. Now, they you know, Israelis are on it. They just are. I mean, they got to get something done. They get something done. And so one of their physicians, Dr. Nachman Ash, so, you know, when you speak Hebrew, it's pretty abrupt. It's not considered a romance language. You know, like Italy, la grazie, you know, buongiorno. Yeah, Italy, Italian, it's just very pretty. You know, Hebrew, it's a little bit more, you know, like what time is it? Ma hasha'ah. You know, you're just very, you know, my name, Dahlia. I say Dahlia in America, but it's Dahlia. Dalit Lamed Yud Hey, it's Dahlia. Like Gal Gadot. It's, you know, it's like, you end it. You know, it's not like, you know, it's not, you know, romantic and all beautiful. It's Dahlia. I mean, that's just my name. You know, there's Ari, there's Chaim. I mean, there's, yeah. And if you notice, there might be a little German. Do you guys kind of pick up a little German with that? You know, Chaim. Maybe just because a lot of people from Germany came to, my family from Germany came to Israel. So, kind of have that abruptness, you know? Eifel HaShirutim. Where's the bathroom? You know? It's not Eifel HaShirutim. You just can't sing it. It's really hard to sing. So anyway, Dr. Nachman Ash is the physician who says, look guys, one shot isn't all that. They were hoping that they would see one shot of the Pfizer vaccine at least start slowing down infections. And what he is reporting is, infections are getting by, still getting through. Now, I believe we have one case in America where somebody received their first shot of the vaccine, still got sick with COVID. I don't blame the vaccine for that. We know one shot isn't enough. We know one shot can only protect you about 50%. So I've heard of people getting sick day 7 or 8 after the vaccine. Not because the vaccine makes them sick. There's no COVID in that. It's that we're surrounded by COVID. It's the dominant strain going on right now. We got COVID around. And maybe while your immune system is trying to build up, you know, maybe while the military is in boot camp, things are able to kind of get by and slide past. So when I hear that somebody got COVID after receiving the first Pfizer vaccine, that doesn't mean much to me. That's not going to convince me either way. Like, oh no, the vaccines are bad. I'm not going to have that attitude because one vaccine just doesn't cut it. I mean, you know, for those of you that ever got the hepatitis B series, you need 3 shots. You know, Gardasil originally was 3 shots. You know, now I think they lowered it to 2. I need to double check. But, you know, usually, you know, we've been so programmed and conditioned that one shot does the trick. No, I mean, look at with flu. You need a shot every year. So, you know, don't think that just because you got one shot, you could get lazy and not have to go for the second one. So what did Dr. Nachman Ash say? I love saying his name. You know what? You know why I love saying Israeli names? Is because my lisp doesn't come out and my stutter doesn't come out. You don't really hear a lot of Israeli stutter because, again, you can't. You got to finish. You got to finish the word. You got to finish it. No, I'm not. I'm being complimentary to the language. I mean, you know, when my father would speak, I mean, I had no idea if he ever had a lisp because, I mean, he just finished what he had to say. It's just like, you know, why you do? Make no sense. Just boom. Finishes it. So Dr. Nachman Ash is one of the medics leading the COVID-19 response in Israel. And Israel is right now leading the world in the race to vaccinate its population. Again, they got less people, so, you know. But he told local media, Army Radio, that many people have been infected between the first and second injections of the vaccine. He says it can take 10 days or more for the immunity to kick in. Now, I agree with that. Not because he's Israeli, and I'm afraid to disagree with him, but I agree that, you know, when you get the shot, it takes a while. Remember, I told you guys how the mRNA vaccines are working. The mRNA is a messenger RNA. Okay? It's on a mission. Messenger RNA has to get into the cell. It's got instructions to make little spike proteins. It takes time to make those spike proteins. Then once it makes those spike proteins, The muscle cell and where all this is happening doesn't affect the muscle cell DNA. The DNA wants nothing to do with it. But the DNA allows the rest of the cell to help the messenger RNA do what it needs to do. Like, all right, if you're on my turf, go ahead, just don't mess with me. Part of the cytoplasm, ribosomes, things within the cytoplasm help that messenger RNA do its duty, replicate and make these little spike proteins. Then the immune system has to see the spike proteins and go, okay, now what? So then they have to learn. Right? They got to be briefed. So they go through the briefing, right? And then they go, okay. And then the lymphocytes have to make sure that they make antibodies, little antibodies, they look like little Ys, to help identify these little spike proteins. So then when real COVID comes, they can fight it. Now, that takes time. Real COVID might come in going, what are you guys doing over there? And they go, you know, it doesn't matter. We're going to go find our ACE2 receptors. We're going to enter the cell and do our own thing. You know, and sometimes the sergeant's like, look, I got new recruits over here. You know, I mean, I want to deal with you. I want to give you a nice welcome. But sorry, I mean, look at these recruits. Look what I'm dealing with. So sometimes the immune system's too busy and the immune system's trying to work. And you got some, you know, other battalions that are supposed to be there ready to fight. But if they're like, are you a good guy or a bad guy? Things might not happen. So it takes about a good 10 days, 2 weeks, maybe longer for the immune system to prime. But the way Pfizer and Moderna had conducted their study, they realized that you needed that second shot at day 21 for Pfizer and that second shot at day 28 for Moderna. So what does that mean? Well, what that means is when they were looking at people and how much of an immune system they had after their first shot, it wasn't that robust. It wasn't that appealing. It wasn't that impressive. So they're like, well, let's give them another shot and see what happens. So more messenger RNA comes in. Messenger RNA goes into the muscle cells. The muscle cells are like, this again. All right, make more proteins. Then more recruits come. Sergeant's like, all right, do you guys get it now? You see how this thing is bad? We don't want it. It's like, okay, yeah, I got it. And then real COVID comes and you're ready. So the reason why this is coming out, some people are like, all right, well, why are we talking about this again? Well, one is because Israel has a lot of data now. If they have been vaccinating people quickly, then they have a larger subset of people that they could then observe. They can test. They can quantify if these people are getting sick. So we'll be able to get some data, get some raw data, and some numbers coming out of that. And the other reason why is we have varying degrees of guidance on whether we should just give everybody one shot or if we should wait, vaccinate people appropriately with their two shots, and then move on to the next population. And what we've decided to do for the time being is, you know, I just open up the shots. So I don't know what coffers we had. You know, my guess is for Congress and for our politicians, a second shot was there waiting for them and, you know, stored for them. But for the rest of the public, I believe they opened up whatever they had, and they're now just going to vaccinate as many people as possible. The hospital's overwhelmed. We still have COVID deaths. UK is starting to see a leveling off, which is nice. The UK, has been on it. The UK started vaccinating before we did. But what this reminds us is the vaccine can still work, but we have to be very careful just vaccinating people with just one shot and then thinking they're going to be in the clear. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Janine wants to know, should pregnant women get the COVID vaccine? So this is interesting. This is a little tricky. All right, we just heard, actually, from Israel again, the Israel Ministry of Health says pregnant women should receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Israel is going to actually begin vaccinating pregnant women against COVID-19. The CDC had a couple weeks ago wanted women to discuss with their OBs, had said, we still don't have enough data, but in medical circles, we are seeing pregnant nurses getting the vaccine. If pregnant women want the vaccine, and their healthcare provider, and their healthcare workers, and essential workers, they're getting vaccinated. So we have been vaccinating pregnant women with the vaccine. Should we? Hard to say. If a pregnant woman gets COVID, we still don't know what the effects are on the fetus. We are under the impression from some of the studies that the feti will have antibodies to COVID. That if a pregnant mom had COVID throughout 2020, let's say, or you know, during the 2020 year, gave birth to a baby, they've been looking at some of the babies, and the babies have coronavirus antibodies. We haven't heard any studies yet of any health effects of these infants, which is a great sign, but it's not all the data we need. Unfortunately, sometimes we can't see the ramifications until later. But the good news is I don't think we've seen any babies stuck in the NICU, neonatal ICU. I don't think we've, you know, seen kids need ventilators, the feti need ventilators. We are concerned, of course, about moms. Pregnant moms are more vulnerable. And we do know that COVID can be very, very serious to a woman who's pregnant. So I believe a lot of doctors and health officials are leaning more towards vaccinate the pregnant women. Now, to publicly come out with that, it takes some guts. In Israel, there's reports that 10 pregnant women are listed in, quote, serious condition to COVID. And on Tuesday, the Israeli Association of Obstetrics and Gynecology, along with physicians from the National Council for Gynecology and Genetics and the Israeli Society for Maternal and Fetal Medicine, published a paper saying that the virus can cause great harm to pregnancies. They've also have data that it could result in premature birth as well as cause severe illness in mothers. So, in the U.S., emergency use authorization of the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine as well as Moderna, have been authorized for, you know, the population to get it, but none of the data really tested pregnant women. From what we're understanding, we're starting to study pregnant women. We're also starting to study lactating women. But many medical groups are saying, look, we can't wait. The benefits of the vaccine outweigh the risks. Dr. Mark Siegel from Fox News says we need to be far more afraid of the SARS-CoV-2 virus than the new vaccines we have to prevent COVID-19. He says, I would like to see further safety and efficacy data, but in the meantime, we still have plenty of data on the ravages COVID-19 could do to both pregnant women and the fetuses they carry. So the question people have is, can messenger RNA mess with a fetus? The messenger RNA vaccine is what we're using with Pfizer and COVID, and I explained how it works. It's a piece of genetic material that is designed to make spike proteins. Those spike proteins are supposed to incite the immune system. In theory, the vaccine shouldn't hurt the baby. In theory, the vaccine should, and I do, I call them babies. I know they're fetuses. There's debate on whether we're allowed to call them a baby until they're born. To me, it's a baby. Little baby. And, you know, with the way the mRNA vaccines work, shouldn't alter a baby's DNA. The spike proteins that are made should only incite the immune system to go after the spike proteins and not the baby. So thus far, we haven't seen any, or nothing has been reported yet, that it's caused stillbirth or miscarriages or anything like that. So, you know, it's frustrating for people. And I don't blame you for scratching your head with the way health officials are reporting the news. And I got to tell you, I sometimes take a deep breath, you know, before I, you know, report something or give advice. And this is probably one of the more difficult segments. It's like, all right, let's just give it to pregnant people. My problem is my whole medical career, we had to do evidence-based medicine. And what does that mean? That means I am not allowed to give you a medication just for funsies. I could lose my license. I have to have evidence, and I have to have proof, and there has to be history showing why a medicine or an approach to your care is done a certain way. Now, do some doctors say, you know what, why don't you just try this? Why don't you try this? Yes, they have. But for the most part, everything we do, whether it's a surgery, whether it's how we do a delivery, whether it's a medication we give you, is because there's evidence. All of a sudden now, we are practicing medicine and we are doing things without evidence. The study didn't provide data on that. Pfizer and Moderna vaccine original clinical studies were not on pregnant women. We don't have data. And all of a sudden, we are doing things in medicine without the evidence. Same thing with masks. Right? There's another study coming out saying masks are protecting widespread transmission. So every other day, there's a study going back and forth on whether the masks work or not. But it's that simple. With a mask, you know, what is the filter? How big are the holes within the filter? When I think it was Alyssa Milano had a crocheted mask. That's not a mask. It's all open, and that's not a face covering. There's probably good evidence that the virus could go through a crocheted mask. N95 respirators, there's evidence that those seem to be protective. We're starting to have evidence that masks and barriers help. But, you know, it's frustrating for the average person to go, look, we can't do this, we can't do that. We haven't been able to use marijuana, let's say, for medicine because we didn't have evidence and we didn't have studies. We've been telling people for so long we have to hold off on somebody using marijuana because we don't have evidence and we don't have the studies. And now all of a sudden, we're being told, you know what, it's okay to vaccinate pregnant women without the evidence because COVID's worse. Remember, people, when they look at medicine, they idolize us. They look at doctors as we are so smart. We are so gifted. It's such an art. And by the way, medicine is an art. And yes, I think there are gifted doctors out there. But I'm just regular, you know, I'm a regular Joe Schmo. I studied hard. I had to learn a lot. And sometimes with medicine, we just have to kind of stop and go, look, you know, what's worse? You know, we're going to put our bets on this. Medicine isn't always an exact science. And so how we're approaching pregnant women, how we're approaching kids with the vaccine now, looks a little bit like the Wild West. Yeah, let's do it. And I get how that's frustrating the average person. And we're going to lose a lot of faith in medicine if people don't understand why doctors are temporarily saying, look, even though we don't have evidence, we're going for this. I mean, people are pretty frustrated. They've lost their jobs. They've lost their businesses. They've been forced to wear a mask. They're uncomfortable. Yeah, they'd like a little bit more. But I do get it. Pregnant women in the ICU, not good. And if that's where evidence is coming from, then that's where we're going to base our medical recommendations. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.